The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, June 22nd. We'll tell you about another sign showing the U.S. is turning a corner in the COVID-19 crisis and how the future of the pandemic could depend on young adults. Also, a win for student athletes at the Supreme Court. They could soon be getting more rewards from their colleges. Plus, a closely watched election in New York City, a groundbreaking announcement from an NFL player, and a big-name director making movies for Netflix. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with another encouraging milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. This week, deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S. dipped below 300 a day. For comparison, back in January, the average deaths per day were more than 3,000. And this is the first time the U.S. has recorded a number in the 200s since March of 2020. It means more Americans are now dying from accidents, strokes, or Alzheimer's disease than from COVID-19. Experts say vaccines have been playing a big part in this shift. More than 150 million Americans have been fully vaccinated already. But vaccine rates are starting to lag, especially for adults younger than 30. The CDC did a survey to figure out why so many young people are hesitant. They found out many people in their 20s were worried about side effects. Others wanted to wait to see if the vaccines were for sure safe. And some thought they just didn't need one. So it's worth mentioning again, younger people are not immune to COVID-19. There have been thousands of people in their 20s who have died from it. Many more have ended up in the hospital or with potentially lifelong complications. And health officials say by getting vaccinated, people are not just protecting themselves, but the people around them. Expect to see a lot more ads for COVID-19 vaccines in the weeks and months to come. A record number of Americans are now getting government-assisted health coverage. A new government report shows more than 80 million people are now taking advantage of Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, aka CHIP. That's about a quarter of the U.S. population. These programs are specifically for low-income and disabled people, and nearly 10 million more people enrolled in 2020 alone. Officials say the increase all has to do with the pandemic, partly because a lot of people lost their jobs and the insurance that came with them, but also many people wanted to make sure they were insured in case they got COVID-19. And as part of one of the relief packages, Congress made it so people enrolled in Medicaid could stay on for longer. Before the pandemic, Medicaid enrollment had been going down, though. So whether this last year has changed the trend for good, well, that's TBD. Today, voters will choose who should lead America's biggest city. It's time for both the Republican and Democratic primaries for New York City mayor, since current Mayor Bill de Blasio's term is almost up. But all eyes are on the Democratic ticket, since Democrats outnumber Republicans in the city by a lot. So whoever wins that race will likely become mayor. And this year, there are 13 Democratic candidates running. A new poll from research and consulting firm Ipsos ranks their chances. It shows Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has a strong lead. He's a former police officer who has campaigned on a public safety platform. After that, it's entrepreneur and former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Then, former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia. It will probably be a while before we know who wins, though. That's because New York City has a new ranked choice voting system that election officials will have to sort through. Voters will be allowed to choose their top five picks. That way, if the top results are too close to call, elections counters will move on to the lower-ranked choices. And analysts are expecting that to happen. Officials will also have to wait for tens of thousands of absentee ballots to show up and get counted. Primary results should come out by the middle of next month, and then comes the general election in November. People in a heavily populated Chicago suburb are cleaning up from a destructive tornado. It damaged hundreds of homes, toppled trees, and knocked out power to thousands of people. On top of that, about a dozen people were hurt, and a couple of them are still in the hospital this morning. The good news is, first responders say it looks like they'll all survive. They credit people for taking storm sirens and cell phone warnings seriously. By the way, tornadoes hit other parts of the Midwest earlier this week, too. One of them damaged several buildings in Iowa, and a couple brought down barns and and trees in Indiana. April, May, and June are typically the most active months for tornadoes in the U.S. Student athletes will be able to start getting more rewards this year after another unanimous decision from the Supreme Court. The justices decided the NCAA can't limit benefits that relate to education for basketball or football players. For example, computers, paid internships, tutoring, study abroad opportunities, and more. However, this case doesn't settle another contentious issue, whether athletes can earn real salaries. Athletes have long argued they should be able to earn money off their names and images, since the schools are using them to make money themselves. In fact, that's part of the reason Madden stopped making its college football video games back in 2013. The justices weren't asked to weigh in on that part yet. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh said yesterday's ruling could pave the way for a broader one in the future. He wrote that, quote, "Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate." The NCAA has defended its rules, though, saying they're necessary to keep college sports at the amateur level. The organization is meeting about that today. Stay tuned. Much more news ahead, but first, a word about our sponsor, BetterHelp. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
When the Olympic Games kick off in Tokyo next month, the stadiums won't be empty after all. Organizers now say Japanese fans will be allowed in the stands. There are strict limits, though. Fans won't be allowed to shout or cheer. They must wear masks, and they'll be asked to go straight home after each event. Attendance will be capped at 10,000 fans, or for smaller venues, 50% capacity. International fans are still not allowed. Meanwhile, another Olympic story is making headlines and stirring up some controversy. For the first time in history, an openly transgender athlete will be competing. Laurel Hubbard is representing New Zealand as a weightlifter. She competed in men's competitions before she transitioned 8 years ago. Now that Hubbard is competing on the women's side, she has supporters, calling her an inspiration to the transgender community. But critics argue she has an unfair advantage over the other competitors. Some scientific studies have found people who go through male puberty to have certain biological advantages that could affect their strength, even if they take medicine to suppress testosterone. But transgender advocates argue the transition process lowers the advantage, and physical differences between all athletes mean there's never truly a level playing field. Either way, she does meet the IOC's eligibility guidelines, so she will be competing in Tokyo. The opening ceremonies are set for July 23rd. Also in the sports world, a defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders made history this week when he told fans he is gay. Carl Nassib is now the first active NFL player to come out. In an Instagram video, Nassib said he decided to make a public statement because, quote, representation and visibility are so important. He thanked his family, friends, and the league for giving him the support he needed. Nassib added he was donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. The organization provides suicide prevention services to young LGBTQ people. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell praised Nassib for courageously sharing his truth. And the Raiders tweeted, quote, proud of you, Carl. To be clear, there have been other gay or bisexual players in the NFL, but until now, they have all waited until after retirement to come out. Michael Sam also famously became the first openly gay football player drafted to the NFL, but he never played in a game. Starting today, you can bring your own cup to Starbucks again for the first time in 15 months. The coffee giant stopped accepting reusable cups for drinks at the beginning of the pandemic because of germs. Now they're allowed again, and Starbucks will give customers who use them a 10-cent discount. But there are some new rules. For starters, only clean cups will be accepted, and baristas won't touch them. Instead, customers will place their cups inside a large ceramic container, and baristas will fill them up from there. This service is only available inside, not in the drive-thru just yet. Netflix has a new multi-year deal with one of the most successful Hollywood directors of all time, Steven Spielberg. His production company, called Amblin Partners, agreed to produce multiple movies a year for the streaming service. The Hollywood Reporter says Spielberg's company will have a lot of freedom in this deal. Netflix reportedly didn't put in any budget limits or genre restrictions. Still, the deal may come as a surprise to some in Hollywood. In the past, Spielberg has defended the theatrical experience over streaming. Spielberg's team later said he was taken out of context. As for Netflix, the streaming giant is likely looking to boost its offerings and entice more viewers. Netflix is still the most popular streaming service with more than 200 million subscribers. But the company is facing increased competition from rivals like Disney Plus, Prime Video, and HBO Max, all with their own major film studios in their portfolios. Spielberg's films could start showing up on Netflix later this year. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. Today's trivia question is in honor of Father's Day. In the underwater world, which male creature carries the eggs and births the babies instead of the female? Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, what TV series showed the first interracial kiss on American network television? The answer is Star Trek. The scene aired in an episode called Plato's Stepchildren more than 50 years ago, on November 22, 1968. In the episode, aliens forced two Enterprise crew members to kiss. They were played by William Shatner and Nichelle Nichols. It wasn't a very romantic kiss, but as the Smithsonian Magazine reports, the decision to have a white man and a black woman kiss on American television was considered daring at the time. Polls from the late 1960s showed only about 20% of American adults supported interracial relationships, but both Shatner and Nichols said they were happy to do it. All right, thank you for turning to The Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.